Hi, Susan, are you there?
Yeah, hiya.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, I'm very good, thank you. So what are your thoughts on the recent government announcement?
Well, to be honest, I don't agree, because, I mean, they're saying it only takes 10 minutes to get across the bridge, or through the tunnel, rather, but it doesn't. It can take up to an hour. I mean, I sat in it Wednesday night for, like, about three quarters of an hour just to get from one junction to another, where all the lorries jam up the roundabouts. And
yeah.
Then the obviously with the tunnel and that, and like that's what sort of causing the congestion, I think. The people getting off have to pay, don't have the right money. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I think it's terrible.
Yeah, and your husband uses the toll on a regular basis for work, so obviously we'd be both in favour of scrapping the charges then.
Well, yeah, or just do away with like the barrier bit, you know, if you sort of like get a tag thing. Like, I mean, I know they do the dark tags, but if they just did an electronic thing that could just register, and then if people didn't pay, then they could chase them up that way rather than, you know, like they do with the speed cameras that
yeah.
pick it and, you know, something like that, I think would be better.
And how long have you lived in Dartford then?
15 years.
And has it got worse?
They extended the road a few years ago and it's just got worse since they've done that. It's not made any difference whatsoever. It's meant to make it better, but
yeah.
It hasn't.
All right.
It's got worse, a lot worse.
Oh, thank you very much, Sue. Thank you for coming.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank
Bye.
You. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Mwahaha. It's one day before Halloween and we have Melanie Vimmer on the street of Gillingham to find out how the Kent public feel about this ghoulish and spooky holiday. Surprisingly, not everyone is as happy as the children.
Are you going to dress up for Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to dress up as?
A white ninja.
Frankenstein.
I'm going to be Darth Vader's Stormtrooper. That's what I think.
A cat.
Wednesday from the Addams.
A vampire.
A skeleton.
A witch. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
No, I don't want to be a pumpkin.
What do you want to be?
Eggle Piggle in the night garden.
Eagle Piggle from in the night garden.
A ghost.
A vampire.
A headless person.
Headless person?
Yeah.
Ooh, how are you going to do that?
She has a big shirt, which she's put a coat hanger in, and she's got a head.
A witch.
No, I'm a witch.
Yeah, we're both witches.
What am I?
A devil.
As you could hear, children have lots of fun and are really excited. However, some people are just totally against it.
Can I just ask you what you think of Halloween?
My husband and I, we don't believe in that. They've got witches and demons and things involved. But it says in the Bible that if you're not on God's side, you're against him. So if you're keeping up Halloween, then you're been doing something that's against God, which obviously if you're a Christian, you wouldn't automatically not do.
So you think that because Halloween involves witches and devils, it's against God?
That's right, yeah.
And Christianity?
Yeah.
It's just been imported in the last, like, 15 years or so. And I just don't agree with it, because I think it's an American import, and we just collared onto the fact that they go around and do a trick-or-treat and get sweets and everything, and I think it's wrong.
Well, we go to church and that, and we've got an alternative thing where the kids all play games and stuff.
I just don't believe in witches and all of that.
I'm against it, actually.
Why?
Because I think it teaches children to beg at the doors and that, and all your life you're bringing kids up not to talk to strangers. Near they are, knocking on strangers' doors. It's wrong.
But it's come over from America.
Yeah.
Well, for some children they enjoy it, but other children they're frightened by it.
I think it's overrated, to be honest.
It's a money-making racket now. It used to be lots of fun, didn't it? When we were kids, it was lots of fun.
Trick or treat!
So, Paul, are you dressing up tonight?
I'm not sure. Are you dressing up, Nikki?
Well, I was thinking I might either go as a pumpkin or as Nymph of Death.
A Nymph of Death?
Yes. Because I've got wings, so I'm going to put like blood around my eyes and stuff like that, but we'll see.
Oh, fair enough. I reckon I don't really have a costume, so I might just, you know, take a bed sheet, cut some eye holes. Ghost. Easiest thing to do.
Okay.
Anyway, now here's the weather.
You'll be prepared.
Ah, so with the weather today, it's looking a very normal autumn day.
There's going to be occasional rain showers.
There is going to be occasional rain showers. But, you know, the autumn breeze is lovely. It's kind of a warm jacket day, I'd recommend.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely a kind of warm jacket day.
So wrap up in your scarves. Gloves, I don't think, are necessary.
Tomorrow, however, is going to be more of a light jacket day because there are meant to be occasional warm and dry spells. But I would still bring a scarf.
Yeah, and maybe a brolly for tomorrow.
It's going to be windy. And that's your weather. Now, Nikki has some very special trivia to tell us all.
Okay, Nikki's trivia of the week. Here we go. It's the 30th October, and this week's trivia, we begin with a Cornish duck. A Cornish duck farm has been celebrating the birth of ducklings which hatched from the same egg.
Oh, wow.
Mm. A man has been caught by Norway customs for attempting to get through with 24 reptiles wrapped around the body. This included 14 snakes coiled around his stomach and numerous geckos taped to his legs.
Yeah, well, whatever floats your boat.
A drunk hedgehog is in the news as well. A drunk hedgehog was taken to hospital yesterday. He's been nicknamed Tipsy, and his carer has reported that this morning he was recovering with a bad headache.
Ah, poor old Tipsy.
And finally, it appears robbers no longer use balaclavas. Here, two robbers decided that felt-tip pen will suffice and used felt-tip pen and smeared it across their faces. This didn't work and they were caught shortly after.
I have one more story actually. Suspected bomb was found at Chatham Riverside yesterday. It turns out just a gas cylinder. We're no longer in danger. Don't worry, folks.
And that's the end of Nikki's trivia today. So, let's go back, Paul. Let me tell, have you done the Duke of Edinburgh Award?
Yeah, I have actually.
What's your experiences?
Well, where should I start, really? There's so much to say.
What did you do for your bronze? I mean, I've heard it's quite difficult, actually. But
yeah, well, just to explain briefly, there's three levels. There's bronze, bronze, silver, and gold. And each level takes a year to complete, and they get progressively harder